So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. And this week we're going to try to talk about koshering pans for Pesach. Now it's interesting that in Yechav Adat, Chelak Av Siman Zayin, Rav Avadja allows it. He said, look, it's straight out in Shulchan Aruch, that it's a machavad, a pan, that you're allowed to do the machshir, you do Hagalah, you can kosher it. So it seems that you're okay. And you don't need to do it with fire, just Hagalah, just with boiling hot water is enough. Now he quotes other Rabbanim that disagree, the Pri Chadash, the Orach Chaim, in his Sefer on Yerodea called Pri Chadash, who say that you need actual libun, you'd have to do it with fire, which would be complicated to do. But no, just Hagalah with boiling hot water would be enough. Now, from non-kosher to kosher, actually we need actual fire. But from chametz to Pesach, it's hetera bala. It absorbed kosher, and therefore, even if you argue that it needs libun, the argument you can make is that if this hetera bala, if it absorbs something that is permissible, you can kosher it through kahagala, through boiling hot water, and you wouldn't even need fire. So maybe you have a sefek sefekat. Maybe boiling with water is enough. And even if you want to argue that it has to be fire, that's only from not kosher to kosher, but from chametz to pesach, or from that matter, basar to chalav, whatever, or chalav to basar, or if that probably was a mix-up with basar and chalav, used for both milk and meat, not simultaneously but consecutively, then there's room to be made kal, because even that is considered to be hetera balaz. You have in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So it seems straight out from the Chavadat that there's room to be lenient to do this hachshara, that you can be machshirit. I even thought personally that the way you could also be machshira, you can even make it an easier way. Instead of boiling hot water, just put the pan on the fire and heat it up, get it up to the temperature, the same temperature that gets hot, as hot as when you use it. But that's not something Rav Avadja presents. However, in Rabbi Nachson's Sefer, he quotes from the Haggadah Shel Pesach Chavadat and Yakut Yosef that say that a pan made from Teflon cannot be koshered even through Libun, since it was used with very little oil. And the concern is that even Libun, that would need Libun, because very, very little oil was used. The reason why you only need Hagalah with the Machvat, with the pan that Rav Avadja is discussing in Chavadat, that's talking about some oil in it. But if it's very little oil and it's Teflon, the Teflon may become damaged from the intense heat. It needs Libun because there's very little oil. And you can't do Libun because it's going to come damaged from the intense heat. Okay. That's what Rav Avadja says. Also, I mean, that's what they quote Rav Avadja saying. And also, if there's residue on it that can't be removed, it shouldn't be used on Pesach. That's what he quotes from Chacham Ben Sion. I don't know. Look, Rav Avadja says, of course, you have to clean it very, very well from all the rust and all the anything that's on it. But if it can't be removed, that should be part of the pan. It's from Chacham Ben Sion. I'm not sure that Rav Avadja would agree with that. But if it's a pan that's made from stainless steel, it may be kosher if it was used, and if it was used with oil, Hagalah is enough. If it's used without oil, then you need ready libun. In other words, boiling hot water is good. If it's used with oil, it's used without oil, libun should be performed. What if it's a majority of boiling water, and a minority of situations you do majority of situations with oil, and a minority of situations in this pan you use without oil? According to Sfaradim, you go by rov, you go by the majority. But if you're going to be hosting people in your house, Rashkenazim, you want to make it in a way that would be acceptable even for the Ashkenazim. And therefore, I would say that you would be better off doing libun. So it's a whole discussion how to make pans kosher. And I hope you found this very helpful discussion. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much bracha.